Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Lots of new information always available and always coming out from ISU Extension and Outreach. This week, the Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey for 2013 was released. This rate gives average rates for any custom machine work that farmers may want to hire done, or custom rates so folks who do custom work will know average charges. The charges for services such as tillage, planting, spraying, fertilizer application, harvesting, and more give an average as well as a range on the rates across the state. The 2013 Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey can be found on the Iowa State University Extension homepage by looking up Ag Decision Maker. There's also a quick link to the Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey on the Cass County Extension homepage down on the lower right-hand corner of the page under the Quick Links section. Also new this week on the Cass County Extension webpage, we've posted updated information about the upcoming Cass County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar happening on March 16th at the Atlantic High School. Got more information there on the different breakout sessions that we'll have available, as well as the full schedule and even a registration form you can print off and mail in along with your payment to the Extension office. Also, we have information on upcoming events on our calendar, such as the 4-H Pancake Supper, the 4-H Mardi Gras, and some upcoming day camps and activities for local 4-H'ers. So be sure, if you have not checked out the Cass County Extension website lately, a good place to get lots of updated information for decision making or for planning ahead. Now, with the snow falling outdoors this week, it's a little hard to get used to the idea of getting out and around back in the yard again. But really, as we head towards March at the end of this week, it's a great time to start thinking about doing some renovation to some perennial plants you may have around the yard, specifically your shrubs and some perennial fruits such as the raspberries and blackberries that you've got around the home. Now, when we start talking about pruning back our fruits, we got some raspberries, blackberries, always a popular fruit that folks keep around the home. March and April are the ideal time to do prunings to those raspberries. Some things to keep in mind if you're doing the pruning when it's recommended. There's a couple different kind of raspberries, and it's always best, of course, to know which variety you have before you start pruning. If you have summer-bearing red raspberries, you do want to do that pruning in late winter, early spring, which would be anytime in the next month or so. Summer red raspberries would include Latham, Boyne, Killarney, and Newburgh varieties, among others. To properly prune these, in March or early April, remove all weak, diseased, and damaged canes at ground level. You want to leave the most vigorous canes, which would be those that are approximately a quarter inch in diameter when measured about 30 inches off the ground. After you've thinned these, the remaining canes should be spaced about 6 inches apart. You want to prune out the tips of any canes that have died back due to winter injury all the way back to the live tissue. If they've suffered little winter dieback, just remove the top 1/4 of the canes. This tip removal prevents the canes from becoming top-heavy and bending under the weight of the crop later in the spring. To obtain maximum yields, red raspberries should be confined to a 1 to 2 foot wide hedgerow. Shoots growing beyond this width should be dug up and destroyed using a rototiller or a spade to make sure that you can get sun to all parts of that hedgerow and get a maximum yield out of your fruit. Now that's the proper way to prune back the summer-bearing red raspberries. If you have the fall-bearing red raspberries, which may be varieties such as Heritage, Red Wing, Caroline, or Autumn Bliss, your fall-bearing red raspberries will usually produce two crops. One crop will be produced in summer on the previous year's growth, and then a second crop will be produced in late summer or early fall at the tips of the current year's growth. If you have fall-bearing red raspberries, you can prune them two different ways. Both of these ways you would want to do in March or early April again. One option would be to prune out all the weak, diseased, and damaged canes at ground level, and leaving the largest, most vigorous canes, similar to what you would do with the summer-bearing red raspberries. Just cut back the tips of the canes and remove approximately the upper one-third. This will provide two crops during the year. Your second option would be to prune all the canes back to the ground in March or April. This will produce a single crop in late summer or early fall, which would normally be the second crop of the year, but your first early summer crop would be eliminated when using this method of pruning all the canes back to the ground. In this method, while only one crop is produced, your total crop yield is usually actually larger than doing the two-crop system. So if you're looking to do this to make jams or jellies, you may actually get more fruit all at once by doing this method. Keep in mind that red raspberries do sucker profusely from their roots, so to prevent the planting from becoming unwide, a wide, unmanageable thicket, you should, again, confine them to this 1 to 2 foot wide hedgerow. Similarly, if you have black raspberries, you want to remove all small, weak canes, leaving 4 to 5 of the largest, most vigorous canes per clump, and cut back all the side branches to about 12 inches in length. And you can prune purple raspberries the same way, again in March or early April. For more information on caring for all your garden plants, as well as getting your yard and garden ready for the next growing season, stop by the Iowa State University Extension website and search for horticulture or garden topics. Of course, you can always stop in and see us at the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds. Visit our website by searching Cass County Extension online, or give us a call at 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.